This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Musicians from all over, from around the country and from throughout New Mexico, come together this weekend on the county fairgrounds for Santa Fe's 39th annual Bluegrass and Old Time Music Festival. 3 days of concerts, workshops, dances, and music contests. The festival is hosted by the Southwest Traditional and Bluegrass Music Association, otherwise known as the Southwest Pickers. And one of the pickers is with us this morning, musician Tony Mora. Tony, welcome to KUNN.
Hi, Spencer. Thank you for having me. Great to have you here.
39 years. That's
39
pretty
years,
amazing.
It's truly amazing. Some people just are amazed that we've been around that long.
And why do you think so? Why has it lasted?
Well, you know, New Mexico is not known for its bluegrass music, but we have a huge community here. There's a lot of people that enjoy the music, that play the music. And in the last few years, we've attracted some amazing acts. Last year, we had the Gibson Brothers, who were actually the IBMA, International Bluegrass Music Association. They had the Album of the Year, Artist of the Year. And this year we have Clara Lynch, who's also just a phenomenal player. People just keep coming. You know, they love it. The word gets out mostly by word of mouth, we found.
Part of the success of it, I believe, is also due to the fact that it's not just concerts, but hands-on activities.
It is hands-on. You know, bluegrass music and folk music in general is carried on through the generations by word of mouth. It's an oral tradition. People learn it and learn how to play it, not out of music books normally. But we pass it on from hand to hand, and it's a lot of sitting around and picking, and, you know, a lot of people coming out of the gospel music and churches and that sort of thing. And the thing that I love so much about bluegrass and old-time music is it's the kinds of people that like to hang around, that sort of thing. You know, real family people.
Real community.
That's right.
Of musicians. In fact, we talked about the workshops. Clara Lynch,
right,
who is one of the headliners, is going to hold a workshop.
That's right. A bluegrass harmony singing workshop. One of our many workshops. We do workshops in flat pick guitar, mandolin, banjo, both styles, bluegrass and old time fiddle.
That's terrific. Give me an idea of some of the other people who you guys have invited.
On the old time side of the house, because we are a bluegrass and old time festival, we have the Foghorn String Band, who hail from up in the Portland area, and they are the hottest thing in old-time music these days. Wonderful groups. And mind you, all these groups are acoustic. Of course, we have sound reinforcement that is provided by Oasis Sound. They're one of the best in the business, really, right out here in Albuquerque. And we always feature what we call a regional headliner band that could be from the tri-state area, this part of the country, the Southwest. And then we feature also headliners that are local, around the Albuquerque and Santa Fe area. So we have national, regional, and local. And then, on top of that, we have what we call our showcase bands. And these are up-and-coming bands that are looking for ways to get out there and show their stuff. And we have a completely different venue just for them. We have actually two covered venues where we have performances all day long. Then we have an annex building that we use for our contests and our workshops and those kinds of things. So it's nonstop.
Wow, that's terrific.
And one of the things that's so beautiful about it is we're seeing more and more young people that are really getting involved.
That's an encouraging sign.
It really is, because, you know, this type of music is, again, it's folk music, and it's stuff that gets sung around the campfire, you know, sung at home. Even the traditional country music is all based on folk music. And it's homegrown, and it's a, you know, bluegrass music, of course, is an indigenous art form right here in the United States, you know.
So you're helping to pass on the
we're
tradition.
We're trying to keep it going. Mm-hmm.
Tony Mora of the Southwest Pickers has joined us for a look at the organization's 39th annual Santa Fe Bluegrass and Old Time Music Festival. It begins Friday night, tomorrow, continues all day Saturday, and concludes Sunday afternoon at 2 at the County Fairgrounds on Rodeo Road. For tickets and information, go to southwestpickers-festival.org. Tony, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Spencer. Appreciate you having us.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.